I've heard a lot of people getting down about their situations recently. Things are happening to them. They're in the to me stage of leadership. Kind of being a bit of a victim, right? And they're like, oh, things are happening to me. What they need to do is to change their situation around. What you don't understand is this. And if you're going through a hard time, we have to understand or appreciate is this. Someone has taken your situation and they've won with it. They've been dealt your hand and they've gone out there and won. When I say won, what they've done is they've done the best that they can, right? But someone has taken your situation right now that you're in, that you don't believe that you can turn around, and they've gone out and made this hand a winner. Now, here's the question for you. How do you go about turning your hand into a winner? And that's what we have to do for any situation that we're in football or in life. We have to go, how can I make this work for me? How do I make this hand into a winner? But it's all about what you do with it. It's how you turn it in your favor. That's what winners do. They turn bad situations into good situations. They make bad situations into learnings and lessons so they can move forward. So how can you take your situation now, which you might believe, and we've done about beliefs the other day, hence why I'm asking you this, is unretrievable. You can't turn it around. That's the belief you've got. So how do you turn it around to work for you? How can you make this into a winner? What do you need to do next? What actions do you need to take? Who do you need to speak to? Because a lot of the time, it's a who, not how question. Who do I need to talk to? Who can help me with this? That's the difference between people who are resourceful and people who aren't. Because when people ring me, for example, when I give you the opportunity offer this podcast to chat to me, and I go to www.confidenceinfootball.com, have a chat with me. The difference between them and you, if you haven't done it, is they've been resourceful. Remember when we talked about leadership? If you haven't listened to that one yet, they're resourceful. You have to have this resourcefulness to be like, who can help me with this? That changed the game for me when I said, who, not how. Just asking a different question. How do I sort this out? Who can help me with this? How do I turn this around? Who can help turn this around for me? How do I possibly go about solving this? Who could help me solve this problem? The who question is a massive question that not a lot of people ask. I'll give you an example. If you're listening, Tomo, who's in my inner circle, struggling with an injury for around a year, seeing the same people over and over again. And doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result is the definition of insanity. The question that he needs to ask was not how do I fix this injury? Who's the specialist that I need to go to that can help me with this injury? That changes everything for you. That opens up a different line of questioning. It opens up more resources because there you're stuck if you ask, how do I keep doing this? How do I know? Who do I need to go to? Who's the expert in this area? There's always a who, not a how. So how do you take your situation now and turn yourself into a winner like Tomo did, who's now back playing? It's the who question. It's who can help me with this hand? Who can help me with this hand? And then how do I turn it into a winner? Because someone's taken the hand that you've got and they've gone and won with it. So take that hand that you've got. It doesn't matter how much you argue with it, that it's a shitty hand. It's the hand you've been dealt. You have to deal with it. Accept it, deal with it, and then win with it. If you want to know how, if you want the who question, right? I've got this situation now. Who can help me? All you need to do is go to www.conferenceinfootball.com, Go and watch the masterclass, and then it says book a clarity call. Guess what? You'll speak to me. I can help you with this in 10 minutes. Do you have the courage to do it? Most people don't. They're like, ah, I want to do it. But fear gets the better of them. Remember, there is no courage without fear. The balance between courage and confidence. You move through courage to gain confidence. Go and do it. Or stay as you are. Up to you. If you like this podcast, do me a favor. Give me a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. I'll appreciate it. Share it in your stories. Tag me in it. Send me a message at Elite Inner Performance. That would be pretty cool. And I'll see you tomorrow. I look forward to it. Have a great day. Speak to you a bit.